Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, what's up?
What's up, dude? How you doing? Yes.
Doing good. We got to keep her moving here, though, because they got us running behind talking about getting drunk on Four Loko and doing it on a playground. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. They're constantly rolling out new, delicious things that, guess what, if you got a fridge, it fits perfectly in the fridge. It's amazing. It's amazing.
What a selling point you had there. Wow. What?
I said
you're fantastic.
It was delicious.
They all fit in the fridge.
And it fits in the fridge. Sometimes you get things, they don't fit in the fridge.
Like what?
What? You know what
anyway.
Does? Tell you what does fit. My fist in your face. How about that?
Your body fits in the fridge.
Yeah, your body. But you read your sports, bitch. How about that?
Hey, I'm stalling because there's not really a lot going on in sports right now. So you know what? Just deal with it.
You son of a bitch.
We're going to do scores for a second. Major League Baseball last night. Tigers beat the Mariners 5-3. White Sox beating the Blue Jays 6-1. And Cubs, you know, Cubbies beat the Padres.
Hey.
7-1.
Cubs win.
Cubs win. I love it. Love it when the Cubs win, right? Everybody does. Tonight, Seattle. The Mariners going to be Detroit playing the Tigers 7-10. You can catch that on 94.9 WSJM. If you want to listen to it on the radio, because that's how you, well, listen to baseball.
Yeah.
I like listening to it rather than watching it, honestly. Blue Jays going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 8-10. Cubs over in San Diego playing the Padres at 10 o'clock. NHL last night, some scores. Lightning beat the Hurricanes 2-0. Golden Knights, your friends over there in Vegas, beating the Avalanche 3-2 in overtime.
Overtime!
In playoffs there, Vegas leads that series 3-2.
I think they can do back-to-back this year. Because they won it
last year?
They won it in, did they? Or was that 2 years ago? I don't know.
Yeah, this, like 2 or 3 years ago.
It was 2 years ago, I think. Who won it last year then? Anyway. Good thing we looked this up before sports. That was great.
Well, hey, you brought it up.
Hey, man, you're blowing it. You're blowing it, buddy.
You know, it would be awesome to play in Vegas. Would you be on a sports team in Vegas, or could you not focus?
I couldn't focus. I could. I'd be pretty tough.
I'd
be getting hookers and drugs and gambling. And I'd get one season in before it all just went down.
Especially like if you win the championship. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
There's a lot of different pressures coming from Vegas than you get in Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
I was just saying, that's got to be kind of tough. NBA, this is what people are watching right now, man. Last night, 76ers beating the Hawks 118-102. That series is tied 1-1. The Jazz beat the Clippers 112-109. Utah leads that 1-0. There is a game tonight. The Nuggets, man, going to be in Phoenix playing the Suns at 9:30. Phoenix leads that series 1-0. So, there you go, man. One quick story here before we get out of here, because there ain't nothing going on, honestly. Over the weekend, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, you know him.
The old rub and tug? Yeah, I know.
The old rub and tug. Robert Kraft turned 80, dude, 80. He's 80 years old.
You know for a fact he got a rub and tug for his birthday. I mean,
oh,
come on now.
Dude, come on.
Come on now.
Come on. Just how many? That's the question.
At least.
Well, there are other celebrity friends that were birthdays yesterday, including Jay-Z, Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin, gave him the gift of a brand new Bentley. Robert Kraft. Wow. Clearly, it's good to be a boss, right? Robert Kraft doesn't need a Bentley. He's getting rub-out sessions. He's getting cars.
Don't you ever notice that with, like, super rich and super, super famous people? Like,
they give each other, like, really nice gifts.
They give each other nice gifts, and other people give them nice gifts, too. It's
like celebrities, they get to eat free when they go out. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
You know? They're
the ones that can afford it. Stop giving them free stuff, man.
I need free.
Yeah.
You know?
We want free stuff, all right? I'm broke, bitch. Like,
man,
it's so funny.
It's ass backwards, isn't it?
Hunter, you know what I gave Hunter for his birthday? 2 years ago, because this
pat on the back.
Yeah, no, I gave you a VHS copy of Last Action Hero and a bathroom golf book. That was it, and I got them both at Goodwill.
This is one of the greatest gifts ever, dude. A VHS of Last Action Hero. I still have that. You know.
Yeah. This is a great gift, but it ain't a Bentley. Now I feel bad. Now I feel like I got you a crappy gift. You got Jay-Z giving him. I know, where's your Bentley, right? It's in the shop. It's getting painted.
Right. I'll just take one of those mini bikes. I'll be good.
There you go. Good enough.
Anyway, hey, you got anything else?
Is
there anything
in sports you want? No.
Yeah, damn thing going on. So here we go. That's your sports this morning. Deal with it.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
It fits in the fridge. We'll be back.
Rock.
There we go. God, my phone is blowing up for some reason, Hunter. Do you think that has to do with the Shinedown tickets I'm giving away?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Should we get a winner here for these Shinedown tickets that we're giving away?
Maybe somebody just wants to talk, you know?
Yeah. What if it is somebody's like, hey,
probably the Shinedown tickets.
I just wanted to say hi. Oh, okay. Well, I'm busy right now. I got to give away Shinedown tickets. All right, let's get ourselves a winner here for Shinedown. WIRX, hello, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric!
From Coloma.
Eric! Eric, you're caller 10, man.
Hell yeah, dude, I almost cost.
It's okay. You're excited. That's good. Well, Eric, guess what? You're my big winner. Got yourself two tickets to see Shinedown September 15th, Four Winds Field. It's going to be a great time. When's the last time you did anything like this, Eric?
Man, a long, long time.
Well, good. Are you going to take a hot date, or are you going to take me?
I'm going to take the wife.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. All right. I'll let you take her instead of me. But anyway, Eric, you're my big winner. Going to see Shinedown. What station hooked you up?
WIRX.
Eric won the tickets, Eric.
There you go, Eric.
Dude, this is exciting, not just for Eric, but for us. The fact that we're giving away concert tickets for the first time in forever.
Kind of feels good, doesn't it?
It feels nice. It feels right. But anyway, congrats to Eric, our big winner. And you know what? Maybe keep listening. Maybe there's something else coming up. I don't know. Sometime we'll see. Who knows?
Are you foreshadowing a little bit?
I don't know. I don't know. You're
teasing us?
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Anyway.
You got more prizes in that prize sack.
Big old fat sack of mine. Anyway, this is ridiculous. Let's keep moving here. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Damn, a big old fat sack, yeah. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing products, so you're never thirsty. You know, it goes along with sports, but it also goes along with concerts. When you're at a show, have some beers. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beers. Always. Goes along with everything, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want some scores? Well, too bad, Poopy Pants. We're going to go right to stories here. So pro football, let's get into it, man. Over the weekend, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft getting a nice little rub-out session. He turned 80 years old, and along with some of his celebrity friends. Wait, you like how I slipped that in there?
Yeah, you get that rub-out session, cripes.
You know?
Here, sir, just lay down and relax.
God, and then it asked for the noise, Brock. Stop. Ugh. He's 80. Stop. It's disgusting. Including, Jay-Z, and he had a birthday. Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin. They gave him a gift of a brand new Bentley. Here you go, Mr. Kraft. Here's your new Bentley because you're already rich. That's the noise, huh?
There's a lot of lotion on there.
God.
You imagine disgusting. That, just being 80 years old, sprawled out on that table.
No, I don't want to imagine that. That's why I don't want you to do the sound effect.
There's a little lady in the corner. She's putting lotion on her hands.
She knows she's not last. She got a serious look on her face, too. She's there for not, business.
Not this guy again.
All right, this is sports, not a...
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Did you have an Aaron Rodgers story?
I do. Aaron Rodgers got a rub out. No. So this is once again the narrative that everyone is pushing, and I don't know if I agree with it. So it looks like Aaron Rodgers playing hardball. The prolific quarterback missed the first day of the team's mandatory mini camp and could be fined $93,000 if he skips all 3 days. This is what I don't like in reading this. It says, bottom line, the NFL MVP doesn't want to be a Packer anymore, but Green Bay doesn't want to trade him. If Aaron sits out the whole season, he could lose up to a whopping $35 million. CBS Sports NFL reporter Jason La Canfora tells it looks like Aaron won't change his mind about coming back to the franchise. That's what people are getting wrong. He wants to come back. The whole thing that's going on right now is that the Packers are going to trade Aaron Rodgers in 2022. That is what he is trying to avoid. Rodgers wants to finish out. if you talk to anybody who actually has anything on the situation, which Mike Murphy, the GM of the Green Bay Packers, has said, we are doing everything we can to keep Aaron Rodgers here. It's just they have to work out contracts.
It's just all in all, it's just as a whole. How the hell did you guys get yourself in this situation?
Dude, thank you. You know what
is going on? 100%. You know, I just laugh at the stories now because it's just like, dude, what? You guys basically almost went to the Super Bowl last year. You had the MVP, the best player in the NFL. And now, dude, it's like, what?
Hunter.
What happened?
Thank you for asking that question. That is exactly, as a Packers fan, what so many of us are feeling right now. What are we doing?
What are you guys doing?
Those idiots up there in the front office, and this new Gunkin-cursed guy that we got,
Yeah. Dude,
he is blowing it. Hunter, you hit the nail on the head. He's the reigning NFL
MVP. What are you guys doing?
We were one game away.
Here's the thing. You're a professional football team. Figure it out. Mm-hmm. Hire somebody to figure it out. You need to do something because, dude, is this like Guiding Light? Am I watching Young and the Restless here? Because, dude, it's getting very dramatic,
dude,
and it's getting a little over the top.
It's insane. And there are so many teams out there literally just licking their lips in anticipation to pick up Aaron Rodgers after seeing what Brady did and what the Bucs franchise did. It's like, and now the Packers are they're arguing
shambles
with Aaron Rodgers. Just give him what he wants, okay?
Do you guys want to get beat by the Lions?
Oh,
is that what you want?
Dude.
Is that what you want? You want to get beat by the Detroit Lions? Because that's the way it's going right now.
You know what kills me, too, is everyone's talking about, oh, Jordan Love looking great in practice, throwing those long balls, looking great. Yeah, that's in practice, you idiots. What are you talking about? Like, oh, my God.
Your team is falling apart right in front of your face.
And we did the same thing with Brett Favre. It's like we'd get these amazing players and we're like, F you guys. Like, forget it. Forget it.
Dude, I'm just saying, might be time to toss that Green Bay starter in the bonfire.
Dude, it is just
unbelievable. Have to switch it up.
Believable. Ugh, anyway.
Just saying. yeah, you guys need to figure it out, man. It's kind of sad because
it is.
Dude, it's a fantastic franchise. The team could potentially be what they were last year, if not better.
Yeah. Yep.
But not right now.
Yep.
Not looking that way. And every other team in that division is just like, dude, yes.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. This makes everything a lot easier.
And here's the thing is that Rodgers probably won't care about losing $35 million because eventually will pick him up, which is going to happen, and he's going to excel there as well. They'll easily make up for the money he lost. Because it's Aaron Rodgers, the reigning NFL MVP.
I'm telling you, dude. The Bucs, they got some money now, dude.
You know what? Don't add salt to the wound, all right? I'm already angry.
I mean, just imagine him backing up Tom Brady, dude, getting a few more Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
I'm sorry, I rubbed salt into the wound.
You're a real bastard. Like, I'm sad. Like, I'm going to cry right now. This is terrible. Anyway, all right, that's enough of that ranting. We got to get moving on here. Do you have anything else? Sorry, Devin.
Nah, that's it. And not much going on in sports besides some scores and, well, Aaron Rodgers in shambles. So.
Just the Green Bay Packers franchise with their heads so far up there. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.